You are being influenced. If you've watched any blockbuster film in the last decade, then chances are that it's been influenced by the Chinese Communist Party. Here's the reality. The CCP is running the largest influence campaign in history. In Hollywood Takeover, brought to you by the Epoch Times, investigative reporter Tiffany Meyer reveals how the CCP has infiltrated major studios. For a limited time, watch the first 10 minutes for free on HollywoodTakeover.com/free.
Boy, your touch, boy, the love you give is just too hard to fight. Don't wanna live without you in my life. I'm spoiled.
Well, we're still spoiling our kids, some of us. 5:53 is the time here in Houston's Morning News. Spending money on adult children, I guess if you're a millionaire and you've saved everything you need to save for retirement, that's your call, I guess. But there are a lot of people who are spending three times as much money on their kids as they're putting in savings for their own future. Richard Rosso joins us, financial planner and life expert. We'll throw you into life expert category on this one, Richard. That's not a very smart decision for a normal adult, is it, to wipe out your savings trying to keep your kids propped up?
Oh, it's not. And Experian must have known we were talking today, Jimmy. Because they found that 35% of millennials say their parents pay at least one of their monthly bills and are dipping into their retirement funds to help their kids out. I understand it's tough when you're a parent and you want to help your children, but this is an ongoing process where you even have more young adults more likely to live with their parents than they were 50 years ago. This is the highest level since the Great Depression.
So it's largely, I mean, I don't know if you know the statistics. Are these kids living with their parents, or is it adult children who maybe have kids of their own and living in houses, or the parents are buying them houses?
No, it's not the parents buying them homes, but it's more of them moving back in and more families living under one roof for an extended period. And what happened is the pandemic and the really terrible decision we had to close down the economy made things worse with young adults moving back in with their parents. And whether it's because of, well, we know about student loan debt, but the interesting fact, and I talked about this yesterday, the interesting fact is that these young adults hunger for financial literacy. They never learned. The state of financial literacy in this country is beyond dismal, and they don't know how to budget their money. And then you have parents that are willing to sacrifice their retirement, sometimes $650 to $800 a month, to help their adult children, whether they're living at home or not.
Okay. I can understand psychologically a little bit the living at home thing, because I think what happens when your kids move back into the house, everybody reverts back to their former roles, right? The parent is the authoritarian, right. and the kid is a teenager, and that's how, no matter what their age is, you kind of see them that way. But I don't understand the financial literacy part. You know, we used to say, well, you know, that's kind of a thing for parents to teach, but I think we've got enough generations of financial illiteracy now that we don't have a lot of parents left who can teach that to their kids. Do we need to start doing this in the schools?
Jimmy, you remember going to school and every Thursday or Wednesday, the banker would come in and you would stamp your passbook and you give them money and they talked a little bit about money. There was a bit of financial literacy, but you're also talking about a generation that taught their kids and saved and understood the management of debt. And the more generations die and thin out and we move forward, financial literacy gets deeper and deeper into the weeds and no one wants to talk about it. Bringing it back in schools would be great. When your financial advisor meets with you, have them talk to your young adult children. I do that all the time. Let me help your children get on the right foot. If you don't want to have these conversations, let us do it. So sometimes you may want to employ a third party to do it because you just don't know how to do it. And if you're a parent and you're a terrible role model and you're in a lot of debt, well, that's what your children are going to do. But parents have to learn boundaries and say, no, I cannot pay your bill this month. Nobody is going to bail you out in retirement.
Yeah, that's an important word to know, that no word. Richard, thank you as always, sir. Appreciate it. Richard Rosso, financial planner.
You are being influenced. If you've watched any blockbuster film in the last decade, then chances are that it's been influenced by the Chinese Communist Party. Here's the reality. The CCP is running the largest influence campaign in history. In Hollywood Takeover, brought to you by the Epoch Times, investigative reporter Tiffany Meyer reveals how the CCP has infiltrated major studios. For a limited time, watch the first 10 minutes for free on HollywoodTakeover.com/free.